This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
Grimy coffee cups, dirty clothes all over the floor, and uninvited guests. And they're not even yours. These are the joys of flat sharing. So why do we do it? Well, for many, buying a house or flat is just too expensive. In fact, according to The Guardian, the total amount of rent paid by tenants in Britain in 2017 rose to more than £50 billion, more than double the level of 10 years prior. And for those who do, many choose to share the place with strangers to save money. You rent a room and share the kitchen, living room and bathroom, for example. But apart from the financial saving, what are the pros and cons of flat sharing? The pros? Well, living with others means that you can pool your resources. You may not even need to ask, just leave an IOU. Then there's the fact that you gain access to their social networks. Living with people means meeting their friends, who may then become your friends. And don't forget the networking opportunity. Lastly, there's the emotional support. Due to the nature of communal living, you're not just dealing with your own life events, but other people's too. Most likely, there'll always be a shoulder to cry on when you need one. But don't forget to reciprocate when they need it. Now the cons. There's limited storage space for a start. In most cases, the kitchen, for example, will be divvied up into designated shelves and areas. Worse, many people may not respect these boundaries. You might well come home to find someone's pilfered your milk or shower gel, and no one owns up to it. Furthermore, despite the rota showing that cleaning is everyone's responsibility, some people don't like to pull their weight. And then there are the unexpected guests. If a flatmate forgets to keep you in the loop about a party they're throwing, and all you want is a quiet night, it can be challenging. Whether the pros outweigh the cons is something everyone must decide for themselves. Some people prefer their own space, while others thrive in a social environment. Regardless, for many who lack the means to buy their own property, a flat share is, and will continue to be, a necessity.
Takeaway English
from the BBC.